Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1137, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 106, redirect examination. I went to Mr. Dorsey's office because he subpoenaed me. I thought I had to obey it. Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell and the stenographer were there. All of them asked me questions. I signed a statement about 21 pages long. I have seen Jim Conley reading newspapers up on the fourth floor twice since the murder. It is not unusual to see spots all over the metal room floor. Re-cross-examination. Conley was sitting by the elevator when he was reading those papers during working hours. The other time he was reading down at the rear end of the building. It was an extra, but I don't know what paper it was. I knew that he could write because I had seen him do it several times with pen and ink. I don't know whether he was making up his report of boxes, but I have seen him writing. Yes, I have seen spots along the route from the ladies' closet to the elevator ever since I have been there. They have red varnish and red paint and such things like that that look like blood. I am sure there are spots all around the metal room, but I won't say they look like the spots near the ladies' dressing room. Lemmy Quinn, sworn for the defendant. I am foreman of the metal department. Barrett pointed out to me where he claimed to have found blood spots on the metal room floor. He asked me whether I thought that he, Barrett, would get the reward if Frank were convicted. He told me that several people told him that he had a good chance to get the reward. He said a fellow told him that he would get $2,700 one time and $4,500 the other time. He mentioned that reward to me on several occasions. The floor of the metal room is very dirty. You could not tell at the alleged blood spots whether they were varnish or oil. We have blood spots quite frequently when people get their fingers cut. I remember a man by the name of Gilbert was hurt in that room, and he was carried towards the main office by the ladies' dressing room and to the hospital. He bled freely. That was about a year ago. About 8 months ago, a boy cut his hand pretty badly and was carried by the ladies' dressing room to the main office, right over the place where Barrett found the blood spots. His hand was bleeding. About 100 women work in the factory. Haskellene is scattered all over the floor of the metal room. That floor has never been scrubbed since I have been to the factory. I could not tell what color hair it was Barrett found. There were only a half dozen strands in it. Chief Lanford took it. There is a place in the room where the girls dress their hair by a little gas jet which they use for heating a curling iron. It was about 10 feet from the lathe where Barrett claims to have found the hair. If a breeze was blowing from this window from the west, it would blow to where the girls were fixing their hair. The last time I saw Mary Fagan before the murder was Monday.